Jimmy Kimmel taken off air over Charlie Kirk comments. I have no relationship with Trump. Brazil's President Lula tells BBC. Macron's to offer scientific evidence to U.S. court to prove Brigitte is a woman, lawyer says. U.S. judge orders deportation of Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil. Israel threatens National Film Awards after Palestinian story wins top prize. Controversial church leader denies bribing ex-South Korea first lady. Air India crash victims, families sue aerospace firms, Boeing and Honeywell. Australia announces higher emissions cuts by 2035. Three officers killed in Pennsylvania shooting, with two others critical. Pay attention. Spirit aircraft warned as it gets too close to Air Force One. Sex abuse charges against top Australian radio host downgraded. Body found in car registered to D4VD, identified as missing teen. Fed Reserve cuts interest rates but cautions over stalling job market. Spain arrests 19 on suspicion of torture and murder after 50 disappear from migrant boat. Israeli tanks push into major Gaza City residential area. Tests show Navalny was poisoned in jail. His widow says, Obama says U.S. faces political crisis after killing of Charlie Kirk. Search for ancient Egyptian gold bracelet missing from Cairo Museum. AI can forecast your future health, just like the weather. EU proposes curbs on trade with Israel over Gaza war. Timor-Leste scraps plan to buy MPs free cars after protests. Caddy K, why America is at a dangerous crossroads following the Charlie Kirk shooting. Fury over corruption and Nepo babies. As floods paralyze Philippines, battling a rare brain-eating disease in an Indian state. Spain counts the cost of nightmare wildfire summer. Could the U.S. interest rate cut boost the housing market? In pictures, U.S. President Donald Trump on second state visit to UK. Syria's worst drought in decades pushes millions to the brink. Champions League debut and Louise, the rise of Paphos, Bowen. UN Commission report on genocide is blunt indictment of Israel's actions in Gaza. The hungry can't stay silent behind deadly protests in oil-rich Angola. Ultimate in cancel culture, fans outside Jimmy Kimmel studio react to show's axing. Watch, Mexico and Canada are meeting without Trump, here's why. Watch, key takeaways from Charlie Kirk suspect's first court appearance. Completely different, yet genuinely get on. BBC correspondence on Starmer and Trump. Watch, the Sundance kid's life in the spotlight. Watch, bear caught on CCTV searching for food in Indian temple. Watch, J.D. Vance hosts Charlie Kirk's daily talk radio show. Israel demolishes more high-rise towers as Gaza City offensive ramps up. Homes damaged, cars swept away as rains flood. India's Uttarakhand analysis. In Congo, army and rebels dig in for war. Trump says is over. Trump tariffs could fund bailout for U.S. farmers. Agriculture secretary tells FT oil prices dip after Fed rate cut mixed U.S. inventory data. Brazil's beef exports to U.S. to fall further in September after tariffs, industry group says. U.S. farmers face financial calamity without extra aid soon. Republican lawmakers say Democratic lawmakers urge Trump to drop plan to kill vehicle emission limits. Oil prices ease on U.S. demand concerns. Gold prices slip from record highs ahead of Fed rate decision. UBS says silver poised for all-time high as investors flock to precious metals. Can Ørsted overcome U.S. setbacks, disposal uncertainty despite rights issue boost? Panasonic aims to develop groundbreaking EV battery in about 2 years. Huawei unveils chipmaking, computing power plans for the first time. Beijing drops Google probe, shifting focus to NVIDIA in U.S. trade talks, FT reports. Foreigners snap up Asian bonds in August after two-month hiatus. China drops Google antitrust probe as trade talks with U.S. intensify, FT. Santos stock slumps as $18.7 billion ADNOC-led deal collapses. Roche to acquire liver drug developer 89bio for up to $3.5 billion.